State Senator Bruce Caswell joins us on the line this morning, and there is not a lack of topics to talk about of things happening in Lansing these days. You think this would be kind of calm time, but there's much going on, including, Bruce, last week a vote in the State Senate for that raise in the minimum wage for the state of Michigan. Now, there's this obviously hovering over you, the petition drive that was going to try to raise it even higher than what the state Senate did. Kind of walk us through the process of what the Senate did and why you voted in favor of this measure that that passed last week in the state Senate.
Well, good morning, Ken. You're right. Let's start with the ballot proposal. There's petitions going out, and I believe they have the signatures, or will have the signatures, that would have raised the minimum wage for everybody in the state of Michigan to $10.10 an hour. Now, when I say everybody, currently, if you are a restaurant worker, a waitress in a restaurant, and you're dealing with the customers so that you get tips and this sort of thing, your minimum wage, or your tip wage, they call it, is $2.65 an hour. And then, under the law, you report your tips, and if those tips bring you up over the minimum wage, which is $7.40, then you're all set. That's it. The owner doesn't have to pay any more than that $2.65. If your tips do not bring you over the minimum wage, then the owner has to kick in, the owner of the restaurant has to kick in the difference to bring you up. This ballot proposal would have raised all those folks to $10.10 an hour. Now, what would have happened had that occurred? You would have seen restaurants all over the state shut down. They simply can't afford to stay open. We had conversations in Lansing with fast food restaurants, and quite a few of those told us, they said, well, somewhere in the neighborhood of 80 to 85% of our sales come from the drive-up window, and all we would do is just shut down the lobby, and everything would be a drive-up, as opposed to being able to go in and sit down and eat. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of consequences to it. So what we did, basically the same thing we did back 8 years ago, and we put together a proposal that was a compromise between all parties, and what it does is set the minimum wage at $8.15 an hour, $8.15. It leaves the restaurant workers at a much lower minimum wage, and then each year that minimum wage would go up 35 cents each year for 4 years. I believe it's four, maybe it's 3 years, until it gets up to $9.20 an hour 3 years down the road. And at that point, then it would become a situation where the minimum wage each year after that would go up either the rate of inflation or 4%, whichever is less. And that was the compromise that was reached. Why did I vote for it? Same reason I voted for it 8 years ago. I believe these decisions need to be made by people that represent the state of Michigan. The outfit that did this ballot proposal was from out of state. They came in and paid for signatures. And it's a two-edged sword, and I've said this to people. Obviously, $7.40 is not a lot of money per hour. Just as obviously, if you raise the minimum wage too much, for all the reasons I've just given you and others, people get laid off. And the Congressional Budget Office indicated that if it went to 10-10, which is what the president originally proposed, there would be about 900,000 people that would come out of poverty, making enough money that it wouldn't be in poverty anymore, but there'd be another 500,000 people who'd lose their jobs altogether. So it was an attempt to try to split the baby. Obviously, nobody's going to be happy about it either way. One group wants more, one group didn't want to do anything, but I can tell you that if it had gone on the ballot, it would have passed. All the polling was showing 70% of the people supported it, and that would have made the situation even worse, particularly for our small business people in rural Michigan, because they don't have enough volume that they can afford to pay those kind of wages.
Do you feel like you almost kind of blackmailed by, again, out-of-state organizations forcing this on the state of Michigan?
No, I don't feel like it's blackmail. Any issue we have in Michigan, the ability for citizens to go out, and we've done, a lot of different groups have done this, initiatives, referendums, and so on, and we have that ability, and that's not blackmail, that's citizens just participating in the political process. By the same token, the legislature, if an issue rises up, the citizens indicate that it's an important issue to them and there's a lot of support for it, the legislature has the right to move on their own in order to address the issue in a way that they think is best for the state of Michigan. So, no, I don't think it's blackmail. I think it's citizen participation and people letting us know how they feel about things. That's really, quite frankly, how the system's supposed to work.
All right. Well, this goes over to the House now, and then obviously the governor would have to sign it. If then this becomes law, then that basically totally eliminates the ability for them to put this on the ballot for the 1010, or could they still come back with a 1010 proposal on top of this?
No, they wouldn't, because they wouldn't have enough time to get the signatures. I think I could be wrong on this, but I believe May 28th is the cutoff for signatures to get on the ballot in November, and they wouldn't have enough time to put it back on the ballot this year. Now, Ken, basically the same thing happened back in, I think it was 2006. So could they come back a few years down the road and do the same kind of thing again? They could. But the attempt here with this inflation kicker was to do two things. Help to negate that down the road, but number two, also give certainty to our business people. And originally, it was just going to be an uncapped inflation kicker. And I made the comment in caucus. I said, well, I can remember back when inflation was 11-12% a year. And I said, if that happens again, I said, that's just going to destroy a lot of our businesses. Mm-hmm. And so at that point, they decided to go the rate of inflation or 4%, whichever is less. So that way it can't be any more than 4%. So, and the restaurant wage will go from where it's at right now, $2.65, and 4 years it'll be up to, I think it's around $3.50. So it'll allow our restaurant owners to still stay in business and keep the same kind of situation they have right now.
Okay. Any prediction on the House and the governor? Will this go through for the House and get signed by the governor?
Ken, I have a hard enough time even predicting what the Senate's going to do, let alone predict what everybody else is going to do. So, no, I'm not going to make any predictions one way or the other.
But if it doesn't go through, we could still see this 1010 on the ballot then?
That's correct.
Okay.
It'll be a good lesson in economics. People will all have to make the decision on their own. But I can tell you, money doesn't grow on trees. And if the decision is made to raise it to $10.10 an hour, I just want people, particularly out where we live in the rural areas, because there's not enough volume in a lot of these restaurants and so on, you're going to see a lot of places shut down.
Yeah.
Plain and simple, because they won't be able to afford to stay open.
Cause and effect.
Cause and effect, yep. And if somebody's going to run a business, they got to make enough money to stay open. And, and I said to people, I says, yes, we all like to make more money, but gosh darn, making some money is better than not having a job at all.
All right. Senator, thanks for checking in, and there's lots more to talk about. We'll leave that for another day, though, and as things progress through Lansing, the gas tax and other things that are going on as well. And you have yourself a wonderful week and a wonderful Memorial Day weekend, all right?
Same to you, Ken, and all your listeners. And remember, it's not a holiday. It's about remembering our troops.
There you go. All right. Thanks, now. That is State Senator Bruce Caswell with us this morning.